The breakout Christmas party was the last time I was going to record with the group. As well as wanting to say thanks and goodbye, there were a few members I hadn't really had a chance to talk to. So I was hoping they would be there to tell me a little bit about themselves and their experiences of growing up and coming out in Donegal.
Are we joining these two tables together? Yeah?
Please.
Thanks for that.
Sinead, you're off your eyeballs now.
Flat out.
This is the Christmas party, breakout Christmas party.
This is our Christmas party, yeah.
It looks amazing.
Look at all the food.
I know. Flat out working since 7 o'clock this morning. Yeah.
Just for the guys.
Just for them, yeah. Why not? Why not?
And there's a big gang here today.
There is. There's a good crowd of them now. They came together, some of the guys from Bunkrana and Letterkenny. So it's just bringing them together, do you know? So,
that's
which is
lovely.
Good.
Oh, we've got the music on now. Hey, I won't disturb you.
No bother. Around. Cheers.
I'll just chat away to you while you're working.
Hello, how are you?
I was really glad to see Ryan had come to the party, so we sat down to have a chat.
Not so bad, how are you, Alison?
You're here for the party?
Of course, wouldn't miss it.
It looks great, doesn't it?
It's really nice, it's well done out.
Yeah, excellent.
Can't wait.
I hope you're hungry, Sinead has a load of food.
Oh, I'm starving.
Good.
I'm from Milford originally. I've lived in Letterkenny in the past, but I'm currently living in Milford.
And who do you live there with?
I live there with my mum. Okay. And my dad isn't at home.
Okay. Did you grow up there?
I grew up there, yeah. I went to national school and secondary school there.
So what was that like?
It was, well, it is a small town community. I found it hard to fit in, but I remember when I was young and I was attending national school, I never felt as if I fit in because I wasn't one of the lads, you know, playing football or, you know, being really, I was good at academic work in national school, but when it came to just socialising and getting stuck in, being just one of the lads, I wasn't, you know, the sporty type. I was always very quiet. A very quiet child, and I'd rather help my mum with cooking or, you know, some of the things that weren't being done by children, like, because I felt like I kind of alienated myself from the town and the national school and all the things that happened. But then I was bullied, yeah, through national school, just in playground, you know, people use these derogatory terms like gay or faggot, and they directed at you. I never really went to a teacher to say, he's calling me gay, she's calling me gay,
And was it both girls and boys in school?
I would say in my class, yeah, my actual class, mm-hmm. that I was from, say, since age I was maybe 6 to when I left in 12, so I was like, so that was a good number of years. Mm-hmm. So that what made me so reserved and quiet. It was kind of like a cause, but I was so in my shell anyway.
I find that quite shocking, Ryan, because, you know, to hear your story, you're just a little guy in school.
Yeah, trying.
6, you're only a baby.
It's 6, yeah, but and the playground is where it starts. It starts on the playground with all the words that people are using, like.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this now. Did you tell your parents when you were that young, or could you even?
I couldn't find the words to say them because.
I didn't know.
Well, you know, it only clicked in my head that I wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. when I was 14,
yeah.
It clicked in my head that I was not different. I'm equal, and I found it really hard because from childhood, you know, when I was being called those names, that made me put up a barrier, so I wouldn't, a barrier as in, I haven't told much of my family yet,
but you know what's sad is that you were so young.
Yes.
Being bullied, that you didn't even realise that what these guys were doing was so wrong. You hadn't even the words
to express
the maturity to tell your parents because you were so young.
Because like I was so young.
An 11, 12 year old's getting bullied, hopefully they'll go home and say, you know what, he's mean to me, she's mean to me. But if you're only 6.
Tears running down my face, mm-hmm. going home.
Mm-hmm. So I was very upset.
I came home to my mum numerous occasions in floods of tears.
How did she help?
How did mum help? Well, My mum was really supportive. Whenever I wanted to get a hug, I just ran into my mum's arms and gave her a hug because, you know what, she's my rock. She's one. I'm very close to my mum.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone needs that. That's great. And she's still here? She's still your rock?
Yeah, she's still my rock. Yeah, definitely.
Good. What's your mum's name?
Mary.
Mary. Okie doke. So Mary's there for you from when you're six?
Yes.
Is it fair to say things got a little bit better in secondary school?
It didn't go away because in transition year, one particular young fellow took a really peck at me, like a bully. He is a bully, like, I must say. And that was transition year. We're in the same class in transition year. And the same guy just said, "You're nothing but a faggot," a swear word then. It wasn't the fact that he said faggot or the swear word. It was the fact that I was so nervous going back in fourth year. I was going to be in his year. He might not stop this. And he said, "You're nothing." That went into my head and I started to question myself. Am I nothing? Do I amount to anything? Because I had low self-esteem, low motivation, just a really bad place. So that's when...
So the word nothing, right?
Nothing.
Hurt you more.
The word nothing.
And two words.
Yeah.
He called you nothing.
Yeah.
And you believed, you thought maybe...
I believed at that side, this is going back 4 years ago now, and in hindsight, I'm obviously stronger now to chat about it. That's why I'm chatting about it here today, because if there is anyone out there who is going through this, you know, tell a teacher, tell your mum, tell your dad, whoever's at home, tell someone you trust that's not going to go blabbing. Don't be telling them on the playground because sometimes that can add turf to the fire.
So be very selective.
Be selective and, you know, go through the channels. Your mum can go to your class tutor or your teacher and they'll feed it back to the principal. That, I don't know if that's ever changed in that secondary school, but... Or in this, even the primary school, I don't know what's the story because I dropped out actually when I in my leaving cert year. I've had enough. I started going to breakout then. I was 16 in TY. I just turned 17. Got linked in with Sinead, and I've told Sinead this story a million times. And the word nothing, about the word nothing, it's still very raw. But you know, the thing is, I am something. You know, I'm just 20 years old. I'm human, like us all. But that dug deep, really deep.
You're 20?
I'm 20, and a year and a half ago, I dropped out 6 months before my leaving. I've completed my 18 months in level FETAC level 4 in National Learning Network.
Brilliant.
In Letterkenny.
Right.
And I'm now progressing to employer-based training because I want, my career goal is to be a hairdresser. So what I need to do is just get more work experience, and then hopefully the plan is I'm attending now blow drying skills down in Fass and Letterkenny every Tuesday night, and I'm getting on really well.
Are you enjoying it?
Really enjoying it. And now I actually believe in myself a lot more since I was taken out of that school environment where, you know, the boys played rugby or the boys played Gaelic or football, and it's butch to be on the sports team. It's just a stereotype that we put in our heads, like, by just people that came before us, like.
And you feel a lot more comfortable just being taken out of that environment completely.
Of course. We have a plaque in my old secondary school, and each it's like the ethos of the school. Every student has the right to be free of intimidation, bullying, harassment. And that was one, that was gold plaque, and one of the corners said that. But I felt very intimidated, and I was bullied. But I'm not blaming my school for that. Just because someone's a bit out there, outrageous, breaks the mold in that particular school, you're considered a bit odd, because we do have a lot of more sporty types, and I was just because I was never that kind of fitted into. I would have loved to actually been part of a sports team, but I never really joined because I knew the people from my national school attended who wear the bullies, and it was around the time of that You're Nothing comment that I said, I've had enough, I need to get support with this, I need to find out what is it that does it for me. And I mean, I've had loads of support from the group. I'm really close to some of the members, and I mean, we're like a family. It's really tight. It's like that. And there's, and Sinead does so much work for the group. And she's like, I'd compare her to like the Ellen DeGeneres of Letterkenny. You know, we say Ellen DeGeneres, the most famous lesbian in the world. I say Sinead Murray, most famous lesbian in Letterkenny. Because of the work she has done with us.
She's brilliant, isn't she?
She's fantastic.
And I can see most definitely that you are a tight-knit group.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're doing really good, Ryan. Brilliant.
I'm doing really good. I think I am, anyway.
You're relaxing a bit now.
Yeah, I'm shaking like a leaf here.
Don't worry about it. You're doing great.
Liam, are you ready for soup?
Yeah, they're
just... Yes, ma'am. Oh. Yes, ma'am.
There's really disturbed ones out there. I mean, maybe it's cold outside. It's green. Yeah.
This is lovely, Sinead.
Yeah.
This is really lovely.
Yes. Oh, damn, all the way to
the good, isn't it?
Good. It's all quiet.
Thank you,
Sinead. Is it outside, no? Oh, well.
Be grand.
That's far from cyclids, we were rare. Who's next for sip?
We're in DYS, not the Ritz.
Gavin will have some.
Right.
Did you make the soup?
I did.
I didn't know where they were.
Veggie soup.
Veggie.
Looks gorgeous.
Veggie with chicken. No, not for the veggie. That was a different soup we made for Karen. Ryan, next soup?
Yes. Okay. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Good.
This is really important at a gathering, isn't it? They're all loving it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to get them together. You know, they've worked really hard this year. They really have, and it's lovely to...
And their faces are Donegal Project.
Yeah, that, and, you know, we've been on residentials, and we've done a lot of training this year, maybe more so than any other year. So it's kind of like a thank you, you know, for all their hard work. So
that's brilliant.
Thank you,
here.
So have you had many new people join the group this year? Is a new member.
Yeah, Louise is a new member.
Horrid last week.
A lot of people, the one-to-ones that would ring up for support that aren't ready to come in here yet. Have a lot of that.
This would be intimidating, Sinead. Yeah, it's too big a gathering, isn't
it? Yeah. You know, there is young people that I'm meeting, but they'll come in. When they're ready, they will come in to break out. And, you know, we'll... Whenever they're ready, you know.
We welcome them with open arms.
Absolutely.
Because this group actually know each other very well, don't they?
They do know, yeah. They do know. And I suppose they have that, you know, they've built great relationships with each other. Do you know?
They really can tell. They're all good friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And even if they're not big bodies outside, when they come in here, they really are. Do you know what I mean? You know, they come together very well. Like.
Yeah. So we're serving up more soup.
I was singing it in the pub one night, and I was saying to myself that it's the only time you can shout, you scumbag, you maggot, you faggot, and everyone join in.
So you're giving out Christmas cards, Sinead?
I just wee Christmas cards.
Aww. Mine's with mayonnaise on it now, but that's
Well, you can give Ian
the mayonnaise.
The mayonnaise gourd one.
Oh, thanks very much.
Don't be thinking there's anything in it,
because
there's not.
Is there a
part
in it?
Well, yeah,
the
there's
the envelope. I'm giving you an envelope. Time's been hard. I can only afford the envelope.
I was writing these at 2 o'clock this morning.
Ryan, I see Sinead has written a personal message in your do you want to share it with us?
Yeah, hope you have a lovely Xmas, Ryan. I enjoyed every minute working with you this year. You are a star, Ryan. Always shine so bright. I hope all your dreams come true in 2014. From Sinead.
Paul, would you read out your message?
Hey, no, I'm around.
Sure.
Hi.
It says, to Paul, hope you have a cracker over Xmas. Their strength never ceases to amaze me. to always stand up for what you believe in and do it with integrity. It was a pleasure to work with you in 2013.
Coke never dies.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Oh, I think it's great. Like, it's nice to get praise from Sinead. No, and all she gets that a lot, you know. It's nice to get it off her. Because, like, she means it. You know, some people just, like, say it. But Sinead actually means it every time she says it, which means a lot, you know.
Eamon, do you want to share your message?
Sure.
It's like my boss face. Like, I have to go out and pay them. All
right, 1 second. See, I know this will be a hard Christmas for you and your family, Eamon. My thoughts will be with you on Christmas Day. I hope all your wishes come true for 2014. P.S. I was so proud of you at the exhibition. You spoke amazingly well.
Thank all of that.
Sinead's a star.
Sinead, it's amazing you took the time to do all of that, and it's so appreciated by the guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be.
A personal message.
Yeah, well...
You were up late last night writing and all those guys.
Yeah, after cooking.
Yeah. Are you dedicated or what?
Dedicated or mad? Okay. I don't know which one. Church, it's nice to give them... They're all very different. They all have... We have all very different kind of almost relationships. And, you know, they have helped out in all their different wee ways throughout the year, you know. Like, Kevin spoke at the exhibition and, you know, Eamon spoke at the exhibition. Gavin helped me in its work placement for 8 weeks. Do you know, there was just so many. They're all different, you know. When you know, it's nice to write them something.
Yeah. They appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
They get a lot of strength from you. And from this organisation, from Breakout.
Yeah.
The group as a whole is very strong, isn't
it? That's it. It's the group. It's them coming together. And, you know, I suppose there's always power in numbers. There's strength in numbers. And it's very
confidence.
Absolutely. It's hard to walk. Mm. By yourself. Mm. So it's very easy to walk.
Especially
with
being a young gay person in Donegal, it's great to have this camaraderie, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that they can, you know, after here, you know, go out, go downtown, you know, together, or, you know, when they're in their separate wee groups or whatever. Just great. Young lads and girls, you know, from Donegal.
Full of Christmas dinner. Thanks to Sinead.
Full of Christmas dinner. They'll sleep. They'll want the fire.
They need a nap after this.
They'll want the fire and their slippers. Well, Karen has her PJs on, so she might have a wee snooze.
That's great.
Sign it.
Oh, Coke. That's asking me to pass the Coke, could I?
We do, we toast.
Right, yeah.
Well, here's to 2013. What a fantastic year we've had, and, you know, every one of you have been brilliant and instrumental in... And all the work that... Oh, we're standing up. But every one of you have been instrumental in all the achievements that we've got this year. Like, who would have thought back in 2009 that we would be standing here accredited by Belong To, you know, do and have an exhibition with LGBT Faces of Donegal, you know, all the things that we have successfully, we haven't done it willy-nilly. We haven't done it pretend. We did it. And, you know, every one of yous are a part of that success. And fair play to yous. And I'm very proud, as always, of each and every single one of yous. And here's to 2014. Let's make it bigger, better, and better.
Hear, hear.
Cheers,
slugs.
And while we're up, we might as well give a wee cheers to Sinead.
Aww.
And we have a little tiny thing for you.
Lads, you have no need to do that.
You've been so amazing. And
she cries.
wait.
Don't
you've been
cry.
So amazing
don't
all
don't
year.
Sinead Murray.
And you've gotten us through so much. And we've done so much all together. And it's all because of you. Like it is. You're the fire under our bums to get everything done. So yeah, to Sinead, everyone.
Hey, Sinead.
Thank you so much. Yous are wee dotes. And obviously, I am the emotional one. Yous all know I'm the emotional one of the family.
Oh,
glad. Thank you so much, my dear girl. Guess where I'm going after this. God, guys, that's way too much. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Thank you, Sinead.
Happy days. That's so sweet. Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Relax now.
Yeah.
Crackers.
Crackers. Oh my god, crackers!
1, 2, 3. Ah, you
put it in
your hand.
Right.
1, 2.
Yes. Oh god.
Yeah, well done, you got a bit emotional there.
Yeah, that's so sweet. So sweet. God, for them to go out, like, obviously, most of them, the majority of them aren't working, to go out and buy me a present. So cute. Yeah, and to hear that, you know, the nice things that Darren said. Yeah, it's really sweet. Yeah.
It's a nice end to the year, isn't it? The meal beautiful. and the toast and everything.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, just, you know, how we started and, you know, how we end. And it's great to have everybody here, really, and, you know, celebrating it together. And then we won't see each other until after Christmas. So it's a nice end.
Some of the guys have referred to you as their LGBT mum. What do you think of that?
Well, there has been. I think they did a family tree the year, not last, last year, and mum was at the top, it was me, and then they went all and down. Ach, yeah, it's, I suppose it's flattering, you know, to be referred as their LGBT mum. Yeah, it's very flattering, and you know, I take. I suppose there is an element of. Like, I'm immensely proud. Like, when I say that I am proud of them, I genuinely.
You do mind them, don't you?
Yeah, they really. I really am totally proud of them, I suppose, like a mother. Not that, you know, I suppose because I know their struggles and I know what they've come through, and, you know, to see them all very happy and content is. It's a nice feeling, you know, that they've worked really hard on themselves and. You know, to come to where they are. Mm. You know,
and I suppose a lot of these guys, you would have met them initially as young, quiet,
sure,
shy, afraid, shy people, yeah. And here they are now.
Oh, sorry, taking a picture.
Darren's taking pictures now.
Yeah. I'm having a bad hair day here after sweating over.
Well, the paper hat doesn't help.
Everyone shout Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
There you go. These are all awful looking. Totally.
Have you seen some of these young people come a long way?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From walking in the door initially to where they are now. All polar opposite. Polar opposites. And their journey.
Are my eyes open?
All of their journeys are so very different. Mm. But, you know, they're nearly kind of fundamentally the same, if you know what I mean. You know, very different kind of how they went about it, or, you know, maybe the struggles that they've had. But there is still that one thing that cements this group together, and that is their sexuality. And, yeah, oh God, yeah, they're totally different people. They walked in that door their first Saturday, or walked and you know, met me in a one-to-one capacity. Oh, definitely.
I think what I have learned from seeing the dynamic of the group and yourself is that it teaches these young people that their sexuality is only one aspect of their personality. And it shows them that, you know, there's lots of other aspects to them. There's work, there's a future, there's college, there's lots of other things, isn't that right?
Oh, definitely. You're just like a straight person wouldn't, you know, even think about their sexuality. That is, you know, I suppose when they come in at the start, it's everything.
Mm.
Now, as you can see,
it's just another aspect.
It's just another aspect.
And that's how it should be?
Oh, without a doubt. Like, you know, I think now young LGBT people have them dreams the same as, you know, heterosexual people. The exact same dreams. The exact same dreams of getting married, having children, you know. And why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't LGBT people be treated exactly equal? And I suppose maybe that is something that I bring to this table too, because maybe they see me, you know, I have a child, you know, I have a partner, I am getting married, so it's that, you know, it's that kind of before, that would have been unheard of to, you know, have like kind of a role model, maybe in Hollywood, you know, but now there is people on the ground that they can look up to, and it's like a role model, you know, as such, where they can aspire to have that, and you know, and rightly so.
Bye.
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 Bye. I'll see you again.
Okay.
Break out.
Break out.
My heart is involved in Breakout as well. It's not a job that I wake up and I have to go to a job. I would do it, you know, 24 hours a day. It doesn't feel like a job to me. It's these young people who I think are phenomenal young people that go out into Erskills and Donegal that whether it be openly gay, whether stand up for, you know, gay rights, are complete advocates. You know, at such a young age, they're an inspiration to me, and they're an inspiration to other young people, and other young people follow them, which is phenomenal.
Breakout, Celebrating Difference, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.